So I was asked two times in the past 24 hours or so, Shiloh from somebody in the shul, if they could have their music lessons, their piano lessons, during Svira. So one question was regarding a boy who's, I don't know, 10, 11 years old, and the other was regarding a young man who's about 30 years old. So we'll see, is it going to be the same parameters? Both of them are taking music lessons, and the question is that okay during Svira? So there are a number of poskim that I was able to look through over the afternoon, and I will try to see if we could come out with a decision, or at least a kav towards a decision. And the shaila is twofold. The shaila is threefold. Number one, is there a difference between teaching and learning? Number two, are the halachas regarding the 3 weeks parallel to Svira? So the poskim, when they talk about it, most of them appear in the halachas of the 3 weeks, which makes sense because the 3 weeks is more chamer than the Yemei HaSvira, which is more minhag than the 3 weeks, which are also minhag. And the question that was asked in the Tzitz Eliezer is as follows. The person who asked the shaila to the Tzitz Eliezer was a Talmud Chacham, apparently, and says, I want to know, I have my music lessons, and the question is, could I continue the music lessons during the 3 weeks? After all, there's a Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim writes that during this time, people who are teaching, who learn or teach music, should only do mihanigunim shel elu hashabazos deshovrim halev. You should play sad music. Says what? Hartzig, you know, Hartzig, slow music. Well, Deveka, right, the Devekas, the journeys, you know, that kind of stuff. It happens to be, I think, I heard a music teacher say recently that journeys is very difficult. Somebody said, no, I was speaking to a cousin of mine who plays music, and she pointed out that journeys is very difficult. It's a more complicated musical, I don't know, it's just the music is harder for little beginners to learn. But either way, yeah, so Hartzika, slow music. So the Kaf HaChaim says that's what's better to do, and the Kaf HaChaim continues, and it's better not to do it at all. The question is, this is the first half of it, there's setting up for the question. However, the questioner asks, or the rabbi of the questioner presents this to the Tzitz Eliezer. However, if the student stops, you know, practicing music for 3 weeks, then it's going to cause additional, you're going to be 3 weeks, if you're practicing something and then you don't practice for 3 weeks, then, you know, muscles atrophy and the skills atrophy, and you're going to be 3 weeks behind. So maybe that could be considered some kind of hefsid, not just in time, but also, of course, it's going to be, you're going to have to take more lessons to counteract the additional, the loss of practice that you didn't practice. So maybe we could add to the hopper the fact that there might be some level of hefsid involved. And of course, finally, it's not so much fun. Practicing is not so much fun. Maybe it's not considered hana'a, simcha, which is the real reason that it has become noheg, that we are knowing to not to play music, is because the simcha that's involved, but the practicing and the practice is not easy. It's not pleasant. So maybe that shouldn't be considered in simcha. So first, that's the question presented in a very intelligent way to the Tzitz Eliezer, and the Tzitz Eliezer responds and says, "Wait a second. You quoted me a Kaf HaChaim who says that you should only, the Malamzer should only teach heartbreaking songs, Heitzke songs, and it's better not to do it all. Wait a second. You didn't quote the Kaf HaChaim right. If you look inside, the Kaf HaChaim is talking about after Rosh Chodesh Av, during the 9 days, during Shavuot Shechalbo. He's not talking about the 3 weeks. That's number one. Number two, there's a Prima Gadim. This Prima Gadim is a Prima Gadim that everybody quotes, everybody. The Prima Gadim says that Yisrael sheparnasaso klei zemer etzel ha'akum beveis hamishta. You have a guy who's in a band, and he plays in the bar. The goyim have their bar, and he plays. He's one of the musicians in the bar, and that's his regular parnasa. And the Prima Gadim says that in such a case, it's permitted because that's parnasaso. But you should avoid that from Rosh Chodesh Av and further. So that is clearly only mashma that's machmir after Rosh Chodesh Av, but before that seems to be okay. But wait a second. The Prima Gadim also only said, seemed to say that the heter was that it was kedei parnasasaso. I mean, if that's the guy's parnasa, that he plays every night, he plays the piano, he plays the flute, he plays the sax at the, you know, at the blues bar, for, you know, that's his parnasa. So if he's going to be out of work, you don't have to tell him that he can't go to work for 3 weeks. That's not the point of this minhag. This, I don't want to say takana, because it's not a takana. This minhag, not to play music, it's not that a person shouldn't have a parnasa. So, on the other hand, if the Prima Gadim's heter, at least until Rosh Chodesh Av, the Prima Gadim's heter is only that it's their parnasa. Well, if somebody's just taking music lessons, that's not necessarily their parnasa, or for the purpose of parnasa. So, would it be mutter? So, says the Tzitz Eliezer that I could suggest the following. I could suggest that why is the Prima Gadim allowing it only for parnasa purposes when you're playing in the blues, at that bar, for the blues bar? Says the Tzitz Eliezer, when you're part of a band and you have your routine, you have the songs that you play as a group, so even though you're doing it for a parnasa, you enjoy it while you're playing. If you ever watch band, you know, people in a band, you ever go to a wedding and you see the guys in the band, the drummers, the guitarists, the saxophonists, it's true they're doing it, this is their job, this is their parnasa, and there'll be a heter because it's their parnasa, but you see that they're into it. They do enjoy themselves. Maybe that, when you're doing and you're playing a properly tuned, properly presented, properly orchestrated, presentation, performance, then you need a heter of parnasa because it's fun. You're doing a good job. That's when you need a heter of parnasa. But maybe when you're only learning how to play, maybe you don't need the heter of parnasa. Maybe it's mutter even without parnasa. In other words, what he's doing is the following. If you take the Prima Gadim says that you're allowed to play for your parnasa in the bar. The Prima Gadim's heter, does that mean that you're only allowed to play if it's parnasa? If you're just taking lessons because you want to know how to play instrument X, Y, or Z, maybe it's not for parnasa, maybe you don't have the heter. Sicilia is saying no. There's a difference qualitatively between being part of a band and playing in the bar as opposed to taking lessons. When you're playing as part of a band and you're playing something successfully and in performance style, there's fun, there's excitement, there's simcha there. So then, to be mati that, you need parnasa. You need the heter of parnasa. But perhaps, as it sits Eliezer, if you're just practicing or teaching, learning, practicing your routine, then you don't have that performance quality and that fun that you have with the whole band together. And then maybe it'll be mutter even without the heter of parnasa by the virtue of the very fact that it's not so exciting. It's just not exciting. If you just practice, if you're taking a lesson, it's not. Music lessons are typically not fun. You do it because you want to get to the end goal, but they're not fun. Certainly with a younger child, they're definitely not fun. And the Raya Lidover is that they love not to have to practice. And the parents have to say, oh, did you practice your piano? Did you practice your flute today? Did you practice your violin today? Okay, fine. You know, they don't usually run to, you know, to practice. That's one point that the Tzitz Eliezer puts forth. And he says, another svara, perhaps to be mekel, is the Davar Ha'aved factor. Davar Ha'aved on two levels. Number one, Davar Ha'aved, if the not practicing is going to cost you, you know, if you don't practice for 3 weeks, then you're going to have to take an extra lesson to make up for you not having practiced. Or it's going to make the lesson that you just took, you just spent $50, $100 for your lesson, and now you're not practicing the lesson that you just learned, so it was a waste. That's one level of Davar Ha'aved. There's another dimension of Davar Ha'aved, that you lost the 3 weeks that you were supposed to, I don't know what that means. Yeah, I guess you atrophied a little bit. So you lost the skill that your fingers should have had, the agility that your fingers should have maintained. You lost a little bit qualitatively through your not just your financial loss, but ibud zman halimud is also considered a hefsid in the eyes of the Tzitz Eliezer. And therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer wanted to come out with a heter. He also quotes Rishu Leib Diskin, who said, based on these svaras, that we could equally be matir to an avel. If an avel is a, if an avel is in a band, a musician, right? Thank you. If a musician's in a band, he's a musician. Doing avel is what? If he's not gonna go to work for a year. Nobody ever heard such a thing. What's the heter? The heter is two things. First of all, he's not playing for the gishmak. I understand that once he's playing, it is gishmak, but he's playing to make a parnasa. And he has another svara, a svara that we see in other areas of halacha, like doctors and physical therapists, that torid bavadaso, meaning when we have shilas of all kinds of shahs of negiya by medical personnel. So the one of the heterim is that the medical person is torid. You're helping the person, the opposite gender, physically, because you're focusing on healing them, on helping them clinically, therapeutically. So your mind is not elsewhere. So since your mind is focusing on the on that whatever medical procedure you need to help them with be successful at, your mind isn't where elsewhere. So too, when an avel is playing music for his parnasa because he's a musician, his mind is not enjoying. Let's have a great time. Let's rejoice with the music he's doing, because he has to make a parnasa to bring food on the table for his family, pay his kids' tuition. And therefore, the Maril Diskin permitted Avelim to play music as well. But as Hashem, tomorrow night we'll look at what Rav Moshe Feinstein says about this sugya. Last night we began discussing the question of a person taking lessons for music lessons during Sfira, during the 3 weeks. We saw the Prima Godim says that it's permitted for a musician to play in the Beis HaMishtos of the Goyim, if they would be playing in the bars or something like that, because that's Litzorech Parnasa. And perhaps we saw that maybe you only need the Heter of Parnasa because it's actually playing music and having a good time while you're playing. That's why you need the Heter of Litzorech Parnasa, but it could be without the Heter of Parnasa. It would be permitted maybe not to play full music, but just to practice. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says very clearly, that we didn't get into Rav Moshe's psak. Rav Moshe Feinstein says very clearly in Chelek Gimel Siman Pei Zayin that if somebody wants to learn to play a musical instrument, he says, Imhu leparnasa mutar af bimei svira. Somebody who's doing it for parnasa purposes, you're learning, taking lessons for parnasa purposes, and this presumably should apply whether it's a kid or an adult. So if you're doing it for parnasa purposes, you want to teach your kid a skill of an instrument that, when they get older, they'll be able to earn a few bucks on the side playing an instrument here or there, or somebody who's older who wants to do it professionally. So that's definitely mutter. And he says Rav Moshe de la Didei, ein zeh inyan simcha. The point is that you're generating simcha. This doesn't have any simcha if you're doing it for parnasa purposes. That's the first half of Rav Moshe. Second half, vimhu lehanasa, but if you're doing it for pleasure, asur af not only lilma, but even lelamed. If you're doing it just because you enjoy doing it, you enjoy learning the instrument, it's relaxing for you to learn a new instrument, so that would be prohibited. And that would be aser also during Sfira, certainly during the 3 weeks, but even during Sfira. Now it happens to be Rav Moshe in general is very machmir when it comes to music. Rav Moshe is of the opinion that I think the majority of us do not hold like. Rav Moshe is under the opinion, based on a number of Gemaras, that one is not supposed to listen to music ever. That's the proper thing. So all of us who listen to Jewish music, or not Jewish music, but music in general, are already not going like Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe is already of the opinion, he says, it's proper to be machmir, not to listen to any music all year long. Nothing to do with Sfira, nothing to do with the 3 weeks. But I think Minhag Yisrael is certainly has not adopted Rav Moshe's position in that regard. But at least when it comes to Sfira, he makes the distinction between Parnasa and for pleasure. So there's this wonderful sefer that I quote a lot, that's the Kovetz Halachas from Halachas from Shmuel Kamenetsky, which on so many different halakim of different Yom Tov, and he also has this piece, this sefer on Sfira. And he makes an interesting point. First of all, it seems that Shmuel Kamenetsky does not go with Rav Moshe. He assumes that in general, all practice is okay. That's because practicing is not fun. Even if you're practicing for pleasure, it's not the pleasure of going to an orchestra or playing like a musician plays. It's practicing because you're trying to, train your fingers. And it's not just jamming with your friends. That might be an usher. It's only to hear a concert would be usher. But to practice even if you're doing it not for a professional person. So Shmuel Kamenetsky is Meklan. He wants to suggest the following very interesting suggestion, even in Reb Moshe Feinstein. Listen to the following point that he's going to suggest. Reb Moshe said, which I just quoted for you, that if it's for parnasa purposes, if you're taking lessons, you're learning how to play music, for parnasa purposes, it's mutter. Why? Well, because it's parnasa purposes. It's not for simcha purposes, it's for parnasa purposes. And if you are doing it for your own enjoyment, so he should have said, it doesn't have the heter of parnasa. If parnasa is a heter, so if you do it for parnasa, it's mutter. If you're doing it not for parnasa, it's not mutter. But that's not what Reb Moshe said. Reb Moshe says, you're doing it because you're enjoying it. So he points out in the footnotes in the Shmuel Kamenetsky Sefer, he says, what else? If you're not doing it for parnasa, but you're not doing it because you really enjoy it. You're doing it because, I don't know, your mother's making you do it. Your father's making you do it. What? You think it's a good to have a skill, not necessarily because you, it's not necessarily because it's, you think it's good. You feel like an edified individual, like a, you don't want to be an uncouth, barbaric Viking. You want to be a cultured person, you want to know how to play the piano, not because it's a lot of fun per se. So he says, maybe even Reb Moshe might be matir that. If it's not, again, you're not doing it because you want to have fun and listen to the music, because you're just learning how. So he wants to suggest, I think he's pushing it, I don't think that's the parsha of Reb Moshe. The parsha of Reb Moshe is that it's either for parnasa, if it's not for parnasa, that means it's for fun. That's, I think, the simple reading of Reb Moshe. But he wants to suggest that even within Reb Moshe's kula, even within Reb Moshe's chumra, there might still be room for somebody who's not doing it for fun per se, but doing it just because they want to learn how to do it. So,
fun?
What?
It's a criteria of fun?
Hana, let's use the word hana or simcha.
Can you play basketball? It's fun. What's
that's a great point. So, right, so it doesn't mean you're not allowed to do anything that's fun for the duration of the 7 weeks. So the minig developed, there's really no issa. If you look in the Rishonim, you're not going to find the word music. You're going to find mecholot and rikudim. This is really, the ikur iser is really the dancing, which is why poskim say, Chaim Pichas Scheinberg says like this, and Omer Rabbi Rabbi Willick says like this, that if you play slow music, which is not the type that generates dancing, again, like we spoke a little bit of Hartzikon music, there's a Kafa Chai, we mentioned that last night, Hartzikon music might not have an iser at all, even to hear the real music. Why? Because this is not music. The iser in the Rishonim, the way the Rishonim cite the iser, it's really a problem of mecholos and rikudim, not of music per se. So now that minhag has expanded. Nowadays, we understand, we've expanded that mecholos and rikudim, dancing, includes also music. That's not how the Rishonim say it. I don't think the Rishonim really speak about music qua music. They speak about it as just Michal's Rikul. We've expanded a little bit to acute music. So basketball was never included in that original minhag. Maybe they should have. If they played basketball, they would have, but they didn't. But they did include Michal's Rikudim. So things that are an expansion of Michal's Rikudim, that's the kind of fun, that's the kind of hana that elevates a person, that makes a person rejoice. That's splitting hairs. I don't know how to, you have to figure that out. It's the kind of music that could elevate a person to dance. That's presumably, I don't know if everybody holds this way, that the slow music.
They didn't have photographs or iPhones.
They had instruments.
There was only one instrument for music. And who had an instrument?
Right, so you're saying a different point. You're saying that maybe Chazal, even when they did Aser it, even when the Minhag did develop to Aser music, maybe it was only real music, not necessarily what we, taped music. That's a whole nother Shaila, which we're not. But here, when we're talking about taking music lessons, we're not talking about practicing your iPhone. We're talking about, learning how to play a piano, learning how to play a guitar, learning how to play the drums, whatever else. We're talking about playing the real instrument. One other important thing to keep in mind, and I've mentioned this in the past, that sometimes people, I get this shaila every year, at least a handful of times, sometimes people exercise, they listen to music, it helps them exercise. It helps them jog, it helps them pedal their bike, it helps them do their aerobic, whatever it is, they exercise to music. And you'd be amazed how many people that are sitting next to you in shul are exercise to music. And that, the poskim say, clearly is mutter. That's clearly mutter. That the Gemara even talks about. The Gemara talks about certain situations where music might be problematic, but if it's being done in the context of helping people work, because when there's a beat, imagine this. If you have, when I lived in Washington Heights, we lived over the East River of Manhattan. And we would see the Columbia. We were at 185th Street, and Columbia's on about 110th or so. And the Columbia crew team would be rowing upstream till a little tiny dock a little bit further north, and then they'd go back. So the kids would sit at the window, and we didn't watch TV. We didn't have a TV. We looked out the window and watched the boats and the Columbia crew team. And there was synchronized rowing. Now, if you want to have synchronized rowing, you need some kind of beat to be able to have that synchronized rowing. So that's Mefurish Gemara. That's Bakre, I don't remember what it is, when they would actually do exactly that. The shipmen would have synchronized rowing. That was the Mefurish Gemara that talks about that. So the Achronim extend, just like it's mutter to have synchronized rowing, synchronized whatever other things that people had to do in tandem, one with another. You have to synchronize it through beat. You have to do it to get you to work better. You have to spin. They would spin to the beat. Or certainly, I don't have to say this, if you're driving and you're getting tired, you need the music to keep yourself awake. Then, of course, it's obvious that it's mutter. But even if it's not to keep yourself as awake, it's to help you with your exercise. That also is mutter without shalom.